This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Phelps here, Baskin there. That fight song means it's time for our buddy who works for the MLB Network. He also works for the NFL Network. He's the king of BattleBots. BattleBots' voice, I think, should be healing up again. He's Chris Rose, and he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How's that BattleBots' voice, sir?
Pretty good. Yeah, I think better. We did 158 fights in 8 days.
Dang, man. Yeah. So everything all taped, you're good to go.
Yeah, it was great. It was actually our best season yet in terms of fights, and it'll be coming out in December on Discovery. So excited. We'll talk about it when it gets a little closer. But we got a lot to chew on, boys. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, where do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
I think home game. That's more important than Browns Steelers or baseball.
Imagine everybody building a 250-pound robot in their house just to, tear through walls and slice off people's fingers. Sounds perfect. I am not in charge of that. I do not recommend it.
All right. Well, I thought it was worth a shot. Never mind.
Should we start with the series?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Clayton Kershaw looked good last night. And as a guy who loves watching good pitching, I was thrilled. I must admit, I'm pulling for the Rays, but I was thrilled that Kershaw looked good despite his crummy hat, his messed up glove, and in need of a shave and a haircut. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He pitched great. And one of the questions we're asking on today's edition of Intentional Talk, which you can see at 5 o'clock Cleveland time, by the way, is did he change his postseason narrative at all last night? And my answer would be absolutely not. And I think it's severely unfair, but when you think of Clayton Kershaw from the 2017 World Series against the Astros, gentlemen, what is the first thing that pops into your brain?
Yeah, not good.
Right, game five where he gave up a pair of multi-run leads, hands on knees after giving up the home run to Gurriel, all that sort of stuff. What you don't remember is that he struck out 11 in 7 innings in game one and breezed to a victory. What you don't remember is that he threw 4 shutout innings out of the bullpen in game 7. So our brain only tends to remember the negative with certain people.
Corey
and
Kiefer.
That's an unfortunate thing. He has been spectacular at times in his playoff career. He's been good at times, and he has had some miserable innings. Miserable. And part of that is on him. He has owned it. Part of it is on the Dodgers because they looked down in their bullpen and said, a worn-down Clayton Kershaw is the guy who's going to have to get us through this, when a lot of other teams would have gone a different direction and protected their guy. The Dodgers never did. But did you notice they got him out after 6 innings last night?
Yeah, they did. Pretty quickly. So, Corey Kluber kind of fits into that. Corey was really good in the playoffs and then had some rough ones later, and everybody remembers those and not the good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is that the Indians really didn't have a choice in 2016 at times, right? Because they were down to 3 starters at best. And the Dodgers, it's not that way. It hasn't been that way for the most part. So,
Is it weird not being there? I'm just asking you a personal question.
Yeah.
I saw your Instagram last night, and I was just like, man, I feel bad for Chris. It's just kind of bizarre.
Well, don't feel – no.
I do.
Don't feel
We're
bad.
Friends. I feel
no,
bad
no,
for you.
I don't.
I'm telling you.
I definitely don't. Okay. No. Of all the things that people have gone through the last 8 months, Chris Rose not being at the World Series is about as far down the ladder of sympathy as possible. Do I miss not being there? Absolutely. I mean, it's fun, but it would be so different because we're usually on the field. We usually get to see guys enjoying themselves at the apex of their careers, and we wouldn't be able to do that because we wouldn't have been allowed on the field. So,
I love this matchup, and you know, I know you've been all over this matchup for a while, but to me, it's the two extremes in Major League Baseball going at it here. You have the Dodgers, who spend big money. Are, you know, in a major market, they have a lot of cash, but also really know how to develop young talent. And then you have the Rays, who have made some great trades, develop young talent, and are working under a budget. I think it's a fascinating matchup, Chris. What, and I think it's good for the game. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, because it is opposite ends of the spectrum, and I think it shows that you can win both ways. Now, if the Rays do end up winning, it will mark the first time since the 03 Marlins where a team in the bottom half of league payroll will have won it all. So, I mean, we know that there's obviously a huge advantage. You spend more dollars, you get to keep good players or add great players. So we understand that. But it also can be done, you know, and that's the box that the Indians fit in. And that's how, if you're a Cleveland fan, you have to look at it. Like, they're... And it's funny because when you look at the Rays lineup, it's really not significantly different than what the Indians are dealing with. It's a lot of guys who are, I mean, there aren't contending teams where you would be like, I got to have that guy on the Rays in my starting lineup. There just aren't a lot of guys. I mean, Randy Arozarena is on a ridiculous run, but he was a kind of a throw-in in the Jose Martinez trade from St. Louis to Tampa Bay in the offseason. He was not the number one guy that Tampa Bay had targeted. So, you know, my point is that the Indians can build a contending team. You just have to really find the right guys. I mean, look at all around, you know, Choi was a cast off. Joey Wendell, who was one time an Indians organization member, was a cast off. Arozarena, Willy Adames was part of the David Price deal from Detroit. So all these guys, you know, very few of them are homegrown. You know, Kiermaier is, Rousseau is, and Lau is. And for the most part, other than that, they basically, as I said the other day on Intentional Talk, they have been sifting through baseball's recycling can, and they've done a pretty good job.
All right, Chris, let's switch gears over to the Browns because that's
yes.
We're waiting to talk to you about this. So, listen, Baker Mayfield today said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, just that 4-2 feels like 0-6 right now after that loss on Sunday. Do you reflect what he said there? What are your thoughts on the game from Sunday, and where do they go from here?
So, you know, when you lose a combined 76-13 against not only the two best teams in your division, but in my opinion, two of the four best teams in the NFL, or maybe even two of the three. But, you know, it just shows that the organization's got a long way to go before it gets to that point. To me, that was not the big game. This is the big game coming up, because this is the game where if you are serious about wanting to make the playoffs, this is the game you got to win. You've got to win on the road in Cincinnati, something they didn't do last year. You've got to get to 5-2, which at the beginning of the year, if I told you 5-2 through 7, you'd be ecstatic, even if the two losses were blowout losses. Because we know that right now this team, it's not Pittsburgh. It's not Baltimore. But it can get to the playoffs. And very few teams go from where they've been to contending for a Super Bowl. It just doesn't happen very often. I mean, yeah, people say, well, the Niners did it last year. They had the second overall pick. Listen, their starting quarterback missed the entire year, basically, the season before. And they felt like they were building something when Garoppolo went down with that knee injury in 2018. So when he came back, that was a big flip. the Browns didn't add a piece like that where they went from also ran to Super Bowl contender. That's just not it. So this is the big game coming up. We know that they're a lap behind the Steelers and Ravens, and hopefully they continue to grow to the point where when we see the Steelers on that Monday night and we see the Ravens later in the year, that they're contending and possibly upsetting one of those teams in Cleveland.
Chris Rose is joining us from the MLB NFL Network. We've discussed Odell a little bit, and Mark Sessler from NFL.com was on with us, and he said that's, you know, Odell's little hissy fit the other day, part of the Odell experience. We've all seen that. I think Andy and I would like to see him get past that a little bit, Chris, but we'd also like to see him get the ball a little bit more. What do your NFL folks tell you about Odell and dealing with that kind of a situation?
Well, I mean, I think Odell's been well behaved since he's been here.
I do too.
You know? Yeah, we talked about that. It hasn't been bad. And was he frustrated? Because, listen, we don't see everything that those guys see on the field. And we know that wide receivers tend to think that they're open every play. Doesn't doubt me. I wouldn't doubt him if he thought that he was open a lot more than they threw him the ball the other day. That wouldn't surprise me. But I think he'll shake it off. I think he'll be ready to go this Sunday. And I expect him to make plays. You know, I mean, listen, they did a great job getting the ball against Dallas. And this defense that they're going to be facing this week is much more Dallas than it is Pittsburgh. So I would expect them to be able to get him the ball more frequently.
All right, we're looking forward to December when BattleBots makes its appearance on Discovery. Congratulations on getting your voice back. Enjoy Intentional Talk. Enjoy the series. And we hope you enjoy Sunday against the Browns Bengals. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you got it, boys. Thanks.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.